folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke. I'm with you for the next 60 minutes and about 13 tracks, somewhere around that, the lucky 13, the dozens, baker's dozen. This is show number 175, and I'm doing a bit of a February ramble here, starting off with John McCusker, something called Shake a Leg. I'll tell you more about the show later. Thanks for joining me. Hope you enjoy it. Lovely piece there. That should get you going. That's John McCusker and Friends, and complete with that false stop there, about 20 seconds before the end, just to catch the DJ off. That's from a CD that's solo, well, his compositions, but he's got a lot of friends, including Simon Tumeyer on the great concertina there at the end. John McCusker is a Scottish folk musician, record producer, composer, and so on. He's a very accomplished fiddler and writer of fiddle tunes. He's had a long association with the Battlefield Band, and he was also a member of the band for Kate Rusby and produced some of her CDs, and he's got a number of solo albums to his credit as well. He lives in Edinburgh now with his wife, who's Irish folk singer Heidi Talbot, by the way, who I've played on this show before. That's a set of tunes called Shake a Leg, Floating Candles, and Sven Real. And you're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and this is just sort of a ramble, which is what I love to do, because I'm not constrained by a theme. I'm only constrained by, you know, these are kind of the things that I've been listening to over the last little while, or things that have fallen off a shelf somewhere and then I've stooped to pick up and put back, and then I've looked at it and said, oh yeah, this looks I haven't listened to this for a long time. Next up, we have a band called Solstice, and there's a whole bunch of bands called Solstice, as you can suspect, but it's a very popular name. This is a trio from Montreal, and they are the house band at Hurley's Irish Pub. Well, and they will be again, I would hope, once Hurley's Irish Pub is back up and running full tilt. They've opened for bands like Tannehill Weavers and so on in Montreal area. This is a CD, which is their fourth CD, and it's called Come to the Bower. And they kind of toned down the rollicking pub image for a little bit of a more introspective and textured view of Quebec's Irish music. It's they're still around, and they have a new fiddler now, though, since then. It's who was Kate Bevan-Baker, who studied music at Memorial in St. John's. She was a founding member of the Dardanelles back in the day, and she's at the intersection of classical and traditional fiddling. But this is one of those CDs that you get, and you look at it again, and you say, this is actually they're very good. Not that I didn't expect that, but it was hard to figure out which track to play. But I'm going to play this. It's called Will You Come to the Bower, and they're doing a tune in there as well, which is The Maid Behind the Bar. But this is great music that you would hear once live music starts up again. This is Solstice.
Ocean, where the great foaming waves roll in thundering motion, where the mermaids are seen and the fierce tempests gather, to long there in the green, the dear land of our fathers. Will you come, will you come to the bower? To the land of O'Neill and O'Donnell, of Lord Lucan of old, and the immortal O'Connell, where Brian drove the Danes, and St. Patrick the Vermin, whose valleys remain most beautiful and charming. Will you come, will you come to the bower? In Dublin City and the green groves of Blarney, the Ban, the Boyne, the Liffey, and the lakes of Killarney. You can ride on the Tyne or the broad majestic Shannon. You can sail round Loch Ness and see story Dungannon. Will you come? Will you come to the bow? Gallen, Wexford, and Gorey, where the green grass was seen
by Saxon and Tory, where the soil is sanctified with the blood of each true man, where they die and satisfy their enemies, they would not run from. Will you come? Will you? Will you come to the bower? Will you come and awaken our lost land from its slumber? These fetters we will break, links that long have encumbered. And the air will resound with hosannas to greet you. On the shore will be found gallant Irishmen to meet you. Will you come? Will you? Will you come to the bower?
Jersey Turnpike, riding on a wet night, neath the refinery's glow, out where the great black river flows. License registration, I ain't got none, but I got a clear conscience about the things that I've done. Maybe you got a kid, maybe you got a pretty wife. The only thing that I got been bothering me my whole life. Mr. State Trooper, please don't stop me. My baby, radio's jammed up with talk show stations. It's just talk, 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 talk. Till you lose your patience, Mr. State Trooper. Please don't stop me. Please don't stop me.
Live in concert. That was the Good Lovelies and, of course, the Springsteen anthem there called State Trooper. They're a Canadian folk country harmony trio, a bit of pop and roots and jazz and so on. They came together in 2006 and they come from Southern Ontario, Whitby, Port Hope and Cobourg. And they released their debut in 2007, a full-length album in 2009 and so on. They've got four or five more since then, including this live CD. Before that, we heard from Solstice and Will You Come to the Bower and Made Behind the Bar. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is a show of rambles, February rambles, and you could be listening a variety of ways, maybe on Fanjaws 106.9, the X, CIXX in London, Ontario, or possibly at Mun Radio, CHMR 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, however you got here. I'm glad you're joining me. Well, I have a couple of new releases here as well, along with the February Rambles, to talk about. First of all, from Rube and Rake, and they're a folk duo, roots duo based out of St. John's, Newfoundland, Josh Sanu and Andrew Leite. They write and they perform these very sparse, kind of stripped down songs, great harmonies. They've won a couple of Music NL awards, and this is from their second album. It was released this past fall. Despite the fact that they did a year, you know, doing very, very few gigs, but it was released in maybe October, November, something like that. I just got it recently. Christmas time, actually, it was a Christmas gift. That's it. That's right. Thanks, Wayne. They have a bigger sound and they have more instruments, maybe on this CD than their first one. It was produced by Adam Hogan of Hey Rosetta. He had was part of the architect of that sound of Hey Rosetta. But they're really a classic duo, and still they're that classic duo comes out in this CD. Their close singing and their harmonies and their songs. They sing together, if you ever see them in concert, at a single condenser microphone. And it's a lovely look. And it's also, it sort of captures that very close feeling of what they're doing. So I'll play two tracks from this CD. It's called Leaving With Nothing, the new CD that's just out. I'll play you Somewhere and Snowing in July. This is Rube and Rake.
Break his bread. Sister needs an ear to hear her vent. A father needs a man to take his stead. A mother needs a child to lay their head. Somewhere there's a place to lay my head. A lover with his burden beyond shed. There has to be a place to lay my head. I'll cast all my boots of heavy lead. Somewhere there's a place to lay my head. Oh, lover, with this burden beyond shed, there has to be a place to lay my head. Lover broke my fall. Though she's quick to always go and make my bed, there still ain't no place to lay my head. Somewhere there's a place to lay my head. Oh, lover, with this burden beyond shed, there has to be a place to lay my head. Burdens on your mind won't help to see this through. I was not low or high, I was sipping on my wine. That same song played all night, I lost all sense of time. As I looked to my side, it was snowing in July. Thank you.
Don't go knocking on my door unless you bring in more bad news. Misery loves company, so you can go on about you. I will not ease your pain or dig that hole again, nor will I rub your pride should you feel you must confide. This ain't the first ever time it was snowing in July. Stories, but I don't think that they're true. Though I may try to pretend we won't cross paths again, there is no way to hide the way I feel inside. To be a fly on the wall is you make your curtain call.
New material there from Rube and Rake, a duo out of St. John's. That's something called Snowing in July, which is not unknown to happen. Well, in the many years I've lived, I lived in Newfoundland, I think August was the only month when we didn't have snow ever. As the saying goes, you know, a month with a G in it has no snow. But nevertheless, I've heard people who said, oh yeah, you know, July was the only month that didn't have snow. But, you know, differences of opinion. That was Rube and Rake from their latest CD, Leaving with Nothing. And two tracks, Snowing in July, and before that, Somewhere. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 175. We're doing a few rambles and playing some new material as well. One of the rambles would be this next one coming up. This is a band called Gadelle, G-A-D-E-L-L-E, and it's a four-piece traditional French-Acadian band. They hail from the Evangeline region of PEI. And they included Louise Arsenault and Hélène Bergeron, who were with the group Barachois for many years. And also Carolyn Bernard and Rémi Arsenault. They're all seasoned performers. They play and dance with ferocity, really, basically, and conviction. And they're multi-instrumentalists playing and switching between different instruments. The sound is very Acadian. They're French. The banter is bilingual. The spirit is certainly vibrant there. They spent a number of summers also playing music locally at the Confederation Center for the Arts in PEI in Charlottetown, and numerous regional festivals and village musical Acadian and other places. So this is from a CD from 2009, which I rediscovered. You know, it's fine to do archaeology in your own CD shelves, you know. The CD is simply called Gadelle, and this is a great track. It's called Enfilant Ma Quenouille, and I don't know, it's just really very attractive. This is Gadelle.
Vous aimez qui t'anima une
That's an Irish band there with some attitude. They said they have sort of swagger and traditional expertise as well. And it's actually a couple of tunes from the old-timey repertoire, Pooleis Jain and Dance, Boatman Dance. They call it Old Man Lynch. That's from a CD called Overneath. And Slide started in 1999, and they did some pub gigs for a festival in County Cork. And it's pretty nice arrangements, from sensitive things to these sort of driving, high-powered things. And they've had a few personnel changes over the years, including they had a Glaswegian who joined them, Dave Curley, for some of their U.S. tours. That was a Slide. Before that, we heard Gadel from PEI, from the French-Acadian region there. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and my name is Ivan Imke, and you could be listening a variety of places, possibly the Voice of Bombay, CHBB 95.9 FM, in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, or possibly Radio Belle Island, CJBI 93.9 in Belle Island, Newfoundland, Labrador, wherever you are. However you got here, I'm glad you've joined me. Well, another new release here. This is from Maria Dunn. And she was born in Scotland, moved as a child with her family to Ontario, and ended up in Edmonton, Alberta, which has been her base for the last 20-some years. As a child, she studied classical piano, and she's got about 7 albums out, maybe. I'm not quite sure how many now, but this is from probably her 7th or 8th. This is something I should probably research before I actually go on the air. Anyway, it's called Joyful Banner Blazing, and she's a real preserver of the spirit of folk music. She's been nominated a number of times. She's often compared to, you know, people like Woody Guthrie for her keen social awareness, her unvarnished songs about the lives of working men and women. She's volunteered many years in campus community radio. So, you know, there you go. There's a genuine soul there who is involved in campus radio, right? Community radio. By the time she began writing her own music in the mid-90s, she sort of drew very deeply on the storytelling through song tradition. And the key to the future, she would argue, is finding the optimistic stories and letting them be known. I think that's actually a quote from someone else. But she blends Celtic folk and North American bluegrass and country influences and so on. Very great performer. I just saw her a couple nights ago during the Folk Alliance, all of these unlocked showcases and so on. Did a wonderful piece there. So this is from her latest release, Joyful Banner Blazing, which has come out in sort of in the middle of all of this pandemic. It's been doing very well in the community radio charts. I'll play the title track, Joyful Banner Blazing, and something called Secondhand Skates, which is lovely because it's been, where I'm living right now, it's been a great year for skating. There's been nice cold weather, not a lot of snow, and so everywhere you drive in the countryside, there are people who have taken ponds and marshes and whatever and made them into skating rinks. And by gosh, I grew up on secondhand skates. I don't think I've ever owned a new pair of skates. So there you go. This is Maria Dunn.
In streets where no one's path is smooth, polish rare as Sunday shoes, lined all along the road are we. One big heart on one big sleeve, and in the wake of the hearse, our voices float in verse. Every buoyant phrase and melody cries, sister, you will ever be coming round the mountain, over the rainbow. A joyful banner blazing, you are young, you are precious, you are. Just be kids, a safe place he could hang about. Drop the tough act, lose the lout. Single mom, determined gaze, remembers how she freely played and took to heart the stories, songs that whisper still. Girl, you are strong. You are loved. You're smiling.
nudged along our way, taught us skills to help us cope through the darkness into hope. You're in the bustle of our streets, in the rain upon our cheeks. Your words a mantra we will keep and pass to every child we meet. Coming round the mountain, over the rainbow, a joyful banner blazing. You are young, you are precious. You'll be coming round the mountain, over the rainbow, a joyful banner blazing. You are young, you are precious. You are young, you are precious. You are young, you are precious. Since I remember, I took to the ice. Skates two sizes big, I'd stumble then glide, falling each time in a snowbank's embrace. I picked myself up on my second-hand skates. If the rink was too busy, we'd play in the street. Frozen manure, all the puck we would need. While we'd scrimmage out back in the yard until late, the crisp echo of ice under second-hand skates. He caught my eye across the cafe, and we walked to the rink feeling shy all the way. But I knew I'd found a boy I could date as we soared round the oval on second-hand skates. Too young to sign up a ship over to France, how lucky were we to live by chance, where schoolyard scuffles evaporate with a good game of hockey. Johnny Busick, he made the big league. Boy, we couldn't be prouder, we all did succeed. To imagine first class coming out of this place, remember his grace of second-hand skates. If you turned up your nose at us, we didn't care. In our hand-me-down coats, so neatly prepared. No, friendship and joy on my second hand.
A couple of pieces there from that great new CD release that was called Secondhand Skates, and we started off with Joyful Banner Blazing. That's Maria Dunn out of Edmonton, and Joyful Banner Blazing is the name of the CD as well. And the story that she's telling there, as I said, she tells a lot of great stories, is about her aunt Cecily Dunn, who devoted her life to working with young people. And she would go around the streets on her scooter, and she was a Salesian sister, and people would call her the Flying Nun, which is a reference in the song. The other thing is that she would say to young people, she worked with a lot of young people, these things. She'd say, "You're young, you are precious, you are loved." And when she died a few years back, her funeral car went through the streets and people lined the streets, and they sang one of her favorite songs, "She'll Be Coming Round the Mountain," and that's a reference in the chorus of that song as well. Lovely story, lovely song. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 175, and we're going to go from there to, well, go somewhere south. People have been whining, and I use that word whining purposefully, about not being able to go south this winter. here in the Northern Hemisphere, where a lot of people feel like it's their, I don't know, their lot. They deserve to go somewhere south. For the life of me, for all of my life, I could never understand. If you're going to go south, why do you stop in Florida, for heaven's sakes? Go somewhere interesting. And nothing against Florida, I'm sorry. But really, I think, anyway, so people have been whining, oh, yeah, I can't go, you know, and this and that. So we'll go there virtually, okay? That'll appease you a little bit, give you a little bit of therapy. This is from Hawaii. This is Cyril Panui, and he's a slack key guitarist. He was a singer of Hawaiian music. He was born at the foot of a mountain on the island of Oahu. He was the son of Hawaiian guitarist and music Hall of Fame inductee Gabby Pahanui, and he contributed to 35, 40, whatever musical releases, 3 Grammy Award-winning compilations of Hawaiian music, and a number of solo releases, including this one from 2007, simply called Cyril Pahanui, and it won an award for Island Music Album of the Year. He began to play the ukulele, first of all, at the age of 7, then learned to play guitar by watching his father play. And he joined his dad's band back in the early 70s, performed on some of his father's early recordings for Warner Brothers Records and so on. Unfortunately, he died in 2018, but we still have his music. This is Cyril Pahanui, and from his solo album, this is something called Nani Ka'ala.
Ka ala lai 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 birds are crowing on Taiwan Mountain. Hi-ho, so many pretty girls you can't count them.
Hi-ho, fit like this.
And that's from the Carolina Chocolate Drops, from their CD, Donna Got a Ramblin' Mind, Donna Got a Ramblin' Mind, or Donna Got a Ramblin' Mind. Something called Sourwood Mountain. Carolina Chocolate Drops are an old-time string band from Durham, North Carolina. They were formed back in 2005, and they've done a range of African-American music, like country and blues and early jazz and hot music, and this string band numbers like what we heard. Some Caribbean songs and so on. All the musicians sing and they trade instruments like banjo and fiddle and guitar, harmonica, bones, jug, kazoo, and so on. And they learned a fair bit of their repertoire from the eminent African-American old-timer fiddler Joe Thompson. Every Thursday night they'd go to his home and learn tunes. And they formed this band. They didn't have big plans at the time, but it was mostly a tribute to Joe. It's kind of to make his music public again. And since then, they've had a number of releases. Since then, they've opened for people like Taj Mahal and Bob Dylan, performed at the Grand Ole Opry several times. And the original members there are Rhiannon Giddens, who was on, you know, banjo and fiddle and voice and so on, Justin Robinson on fiddle and voice, and Dom Flemons on a bunch of other instruments, jug, harmonica, snare, and so on. So that was called Sourwood Mountain. Before that, we heard from Cyril Pahanui, and I realize that my producer says I should apologize for everybody in Florida for slagging you off, that people should go somewhere more interesting. So my producer is simply my better half, my conscience. And so I didn't mean anything nasty, but I just think it's I just think it would be nice if people really feel like they want to go somewhere south, to go somewhere a little bit more adventurous and interesting. But I've never been a beach person. Hey, so there you go. I don't really see the point, but that's just me. So my apologies. You've probably got your letter written already and it's been sent, so it's too late. But anyway, you're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and you could be listening to a variety of places. Caper Radio, CJBU, which is 107.3 in Sydney, Cape Breton, possibly on the Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB, 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, or Cape May Radio, WCFA, 101.5 FM in Cape May, New Jersey. And however you got here, I'm glad you've joined me. Next up, we have time for a couple more tracks yet. And this is Lucinda Williams. And she was a three-time Grammy Award winner. She was born in Lake Charles, Louisiana, from a culturally rich and economically poor worldview, she says. She played a lot of hardscrabble clubs early on, gave her a solid footing. And she recorded her first albums in 1978, 1980, and so on, traditional country and blues style. But it was 1998's Car Wheels on a Gravel Road that got her first Grammy. She's really slow and methodical in releasing new material. And this is something from a CD called Blessed. And this is the title track. And indeed, it shows that whoever you are, wherever you are, we've all been blessed by all of those around us. Lucinda Williams.
We're blessed by the minister who practiced what he preached. We were blessed by the poor man said heaven is within reach. We were blessed by the girl selling roses, showed us how to live. We were blessed by the neglected child who knew how to forgive. We were blessed by the battered woman who didn't seek revenge. We were blessed by the warrior who didn't need to win. We were blessed by the blind man who could see for miles and miles. We were blessed by the fighter who didn't fight for the prize. We were blessed by the mother who gave up the child. We were blessed by the soldier gave up his life. We were blessed by the teacher who didn't have a degree. We were blessed by the prisoner who knew how to be free. We were blessed.
Well, the jaunty music from Billy Sutton suggests that maybe this is the last track. We heard from Lucinda Williams there, blessed how we're blessed by everybody around us, even though we don't necessarily notice some of these people. Billy Sutton is a well-known musician from St. John's area. He plays all kinds of instruments. He's played with a whole pile of groups, but this was from his first solo album, came out just past this past year. All instrumental pieces, all original compositions. He did everything on it except the graphics. And so this is a set of tunes, barnstorming tunes, well, barn dancing tunes, Down the Saddle and the Green Grove. Thanks for joining me today. I hope you had a decent time. This is show number 175. I'll be back again next week. And take care of each and everyone around you, and just notice how you're blessed by them. There's your sermon for today. I'm Ivan Emke. Be with you again next week. Happy trails.